Hi, it's Stein. You know, sometimes, especially these days, you can't always get the exact ingredient for the recipe that you're making. So on today's Food for Thought, Nancy Leeson and I are going to play substitute teacher.
Stein, you know how you can't just run out to the store every time you've run out of something or you need something? My son Nate called to tell me he needed my buttermilk biscuit recipe, and I said, do you have buttermilk? And he said, no, but he did have milk and lemon. So he made them. They came out perfectly.
What's the ratio of lemon juice to milk?
Tablespoon of lemon juice, or you could use vinegar, plus enough milk to make one cup.
And that actually works, because I've heard from some people that it's okay, but it's not like real buttermilk.
I asked him, how was it? He sent a picture. He said it was delicious.
Oh, all right. Well, let's talk about some substitutions, because I think both of us, we'd go out to the store anytime we needed something, sometimes in the middle of preparation.
Sometimes three times a day.
Yeah, but now, of course, we're not doing that. We can't do that. I'm shopping maybe once every 2 weeks and running out of a lot of stuff. Let's talk a little bit about some substitutions. You know how we like to wrap our herbs and vegetables in a damp paper towel and then put them in a plastic bag in the fridge? That's one way to store them. I got a great email from a listener named Lynn. She said, I just use a wrung-out dish towel, linen or cotton, whatever. Towel's reusable. You can conserve your paper towels. So I thought that was a great substitution.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it had been 10 days between the last time I went out shopping and the most recent time, and I was really low on leafy greens. And what I had looked really tired. So here's what I do. If your greens are wilted, just soak them in ice water for a half an hour. It'll bring them right back. But sometimes when we want to have a green salad and we have no greens at all, I always keep celery around, and it keeps really well, and I've been keeping a lot more of it around lately. It makes a just glorious salad. I like to slice it on the bias and make a light dressing with olive oil and lemon, maybe a little anchovy. Absolutely delicious.
Ever shave off the strings on the surface with a vegetable peeler?
No, I don't do that.
Give that a try. It's really nice that way.
Yeah, I needed some cornmeal for those English muffins I was making last week, and I only had some really coarsely ground cornmeal, so I just put it in a sifter, sifted out the fine stuff and used it. I didn't eat a lot. It was kind of like having polenta on one side and fine cornmeal on the other. You know, great liner when you're making bagels or rolls or something like that.
I like to make a rye loaf every week for sandwiches and stuff, and I went through the last of my rye flour. But in the meantime, I have some triticale. It's a rye wheat hybrid.
You know, Stein, that's the kind of thing that I would need you to drive up from Tacoma to my house and leave it on my doorstep, because I've been looking for some triticale. That's my favorite kind of flour.
I can help you out with that, Nance. Why don't I mail you 20 grams? $200, son, right?
If you were going to use some breading and you didn't have panko or any other kind of breadcrumbs or even fresh bread, you could use a zip-top bag and a rolling pin or the bottom of a heavy skillet to grind crackers or cornflakes. That works great.
Dried potato flakes make a great breading as well. But you always see this, use the bottom of a heavy skillet. You'd need forearms like Popeye to do that. And if you didn't have them, you would if you did it for very long. I never thought that was practical. I'll put the cornflakes or saltines or Cheez-Its into an unsealed Ziploc and then whack it up a couple of times with my trusty auto body hammer.
Great idea. Or I could use the hammer that you suggested I buy when I wanted crushed ice.
Oh, the Lewis
bag.
What's the bag?
The Lewis bag, right.
Yeah.
Well, I love that thing.
Yeah, I do too. But I would reserve the bag itself for ice only. You don't want any breadcrumbs in your Moscow mule. Eaters, if you've got some cool ideas about substitutions, we'd love to hear about them at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
There's no substitute for a good substitute.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Those funny names we came up with at roll call when there was a substitute teacher.
Stein.